It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California State Parks Director Ruth Coleman has resigned after officials learned the department has underreported millions of dollars. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
The Attorney General's Office and the Department of Finance will conduct an investigation and audit into the fiscal mismanagement of the Parks Department. A preliminary investigation revealed the department hoarded $54 million. At the same time, budget problems threatened to close 70 parks this year. Natural Resources Secretary John Laird says it's unclear why the money went unreported.
The investigation will have to answer that, but it was an action to keep it accumulating and not report it, not an action to spend it.
Laird says Governor Jerry Brown's administration will work with the legislature to see if the money can help parks that are still financially unstable. In her resignation letter, Ruth Coleman says she was unaware of the money and personally appalled to find out about it. Assembly Speaker John Perez says the legislature is preparing oversight hearings to be held at the beginning of August to look into the issue. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Local tax measures and Democratic strongholds across California have some backers of Governor Jerry Brown's initiative nervous. They're concerned too many taxes on the November ballot could split support and make them all more likely to fail. There are already three statewide tax initiatives. Senate Leader Daryl Steinberg says the governor's measure is most important.
If the state deficit is not healed, that obviously affects local governments. If we put this behind us and begin being able to build once again in California, that'll benefit local governments.
Several areas with strong Democratic voter bases are either considering whether to place the local tax measures on the November ballot or have already done so. They include Los Angeles and Alameda counties and the cities of Sacramento and San Francisco. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.